As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm thrilled to have you spending time with me here today. In this episode, I am going to share with you my acne tips and tricks for the 20, 30-year-olds, perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, the ladies, the gents. This is going to be some very relevant information on acne and also exfoliation. So first of all, let's talk about some of the root causes of acne. A number of root causes of acne can include toxic exposure, eating the wrong foods, having too much alcohol, too much dairy, too much sugar, too much gluten, too much of foods that are not ideal for you. Now, if you're wanting to set the stage for healthy skin, it's 11-11, love it when that happens in my life, story of my life. It was my birthday yesterday, by the way. And I wasn't planning on getting dessert. Hubby and I just finished a lovely meal together. I love Italian. Definitely had some gluten. 80-20 rule, 80-20 rule, my friends. And I just said birthday. And then the server comes over with like this fabulous, flourless ganache chocolate and black cherry cake. And it was just delightful. So this is what I'm talking about. When you are living a beautiful, radiant life, you will just have things enter your world and you will be able to navigate life with a little bit more grace and ease. Now, if we're wanting to ease our food choices, which my birthday dinner last night was far from the traditional foods, the typical foods I eat, but when you're wanting to optimize your food choices, you gotta test this stuff, okay? So that's why I love the Viome Health Intelligence Test Kit. Use promo code Varga. You can get this test kit at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. You're gonna find a promo link there and a promo code. So when you purchase from that link, it helps to support the free content here on the show. So thank you in advance. They're not paying me to say this and drop this in today's episode, but it's just a resource and it's, in my opinion, the best food test out there that will also give you insights as to what's going on with your biological versus chronological age So if your biological age is older than your chronological age, there's some work to do to reduce inflammation. And if your biological age is younger than your chronological age, those are signs that you are on the right track and there's always room for improvement. So with your foods, go by your food recommendations. I'm not about to tell you eat this diet or eat these foods for healthy skin. It's very specific to your epigenetics. But that, by eating the right foods, it will get your gut sorted out, help to reduce leaky gut and overall gut inflammation. Your hormones are going to be better balanced, which is also going to relate to higher rates of acne or not. That's why when we go through hormonal shifts, that time of the month, we tend to sometimes see a little bit of an uptick in breakouts because of hormones. So lay off the alcohol, keep your liver pure, and focus on your gut to initially start to set the stage for having less acne. And the benefits you're also going to receive are less pigmentation and slowing aging. The tricky part with acne is the redness that sticks around afterwards, which is called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Now, when you have done the work, all the things that I talk about here on the show, body, mind, spirit, energy optimization, detoxification, and cleansing of your organs, you're going to start to notice your skin looks glassier, clearer, your hair grows in fuller. Maybe if you've had some hair loss recently, it will start to come back. By the way, use my super clean hair growth stimulating products that I pre-vetted on my e-store at rachelvarga.ca. It's all there. Lots of you, I notice, are purchasing pretty large quantities, like a couple at a time. And I'm assuming you're giving them away as gifts, which is great because they're very affordable and well-priced and super clean and non-toxic. And they work. My edges are all coming in crazy on my hairline. So these are signals that your inner machinery is working well. Also, when you're nails start to grow really fast and thick. My nails will not break to save my life. I can't believe it. Even if I'm working on my car or hiking and climbing rocks and all this stuff, they are just not breaking, which is a good sign. So these are signals that your inner machinery is all working properly. And if you have a breakout and that redness sticks around for a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, that means that your body's ability to deal with stressors, toxins, and inflammation is sluggish. So if, say, you have a breakout and actually the redness goes away within a couple of days, that's a good sign that your body is humming along like the beautiful piece of machinery it was designed to be. Our bodies are beautiful, wonderful miracles. So start to listen also to where acne is forming on the skin. So for me, when I was in West Palm Beach, I actually didn't feel the need to truly exfoliate my skin very much. My skin was looking glassy. It was very humid. My cleansing, my antioxidant serum, my moisturizers were all, you know, cutting it for me. I didn't need to scrub and use my polish and my complexion renewal pads as much as I needed to, but I should have, because my general rule of thumb for exfoliation, for helping to prevent breakouts, is to actually use your mechanical scrub, so like the polish or the micro polish on my e-store, about 2 to 5 times a week whenever the skin is feeling a little rough or dry. So you cleanse, you do your scrub, and then you can even follow that up with your complexion renewal pads, which are these little pads that are soaked with AHA and BHA. Those are amazing if you're acne prone. So if you do have some breakouts pop up, you can do your cleanse, you can do your scrub, and you can follow it up with your acne pads. You can do that in the morning, you can do that in the evening, whenever you feel like you need it. But if you are having an uptick of breakouts, say you've been stressed out, your hormones are maybe a little out of whack, you've eaten more sugar, alcohol, and dairy than you usually do, your skin will show what's going on the inside within a couple of days to about a week. So when I was in West Palm Beach, I was eating more restaurant foods and having a little bit more alcohol than I usually do. So that's why I think my skin is showing me what's going on now, because I wasn't as careful. Like I said, I lead this 80-20 rule. So I just simply know this about myself, that I need to then step up my skincare at that point to mitigate and make these breakouts go away faster. So that's how you can orient your exfoliation for acne. So the first sign of like a little bump, I want you to do the polish that I've recommended for you that you can find on my e-store. So you're kind of taking off the top of Mount Everest. You're kind of lopping off that top and opening it up a little bit. And then you're doing the complexion renewal pads, and that AHA, BHA is actually going to be able to sink into the volcano and help to kill bacteria, reduce inflammation, all that stuff. The other things that I find helpful if you have a little bit of an uptick in acne is to even sleep in the Revival mask. That's really nice, or the Sebu mask that you can find in my store that can just help to exfoliate and also hydrate. I love sleeping in that if I have some breakouts. It seems to work really well. As well as the amino acid gel peel that you can find on my e-store. It's a super clean at-home peel. It's got like 5 ingredients, uses amino acids. It's not a scary toxic peel or anything like that. But with breakouts, you do want to bump up your exfoliation a little bit. Breakouts can be caused by a number of different things, keratin buildup, all sorts of things. When you're looking at your skin is actually dead, and the dermis is much deeper. So great products that I sell, they are designed for those actives like vitamin C, vitamin E, hyaluronic acid, retinol, copper peptides, lactic acid, AHAs, BHAs, to be able to sink in much deeper into the skin, into the dermis, because they're just simply formulated better so that the cells can better receive those actives. Things like hyaluronic acid, if the molecule is too big, it actually won't even enter the cell. So just because an ingredient is listed as an ingredient doesn't mean that it's actually going to do what it says it's hoping to do on the back of the box. So that's why I pre-vet everything. There are some other strategies that you can use with acne, like the active serum that you can find on my store. That's my go-to as an antioxidant day serum. I'll use that active serum as well during the day. Underneath, after cleansing, I'll do the active serum. I'll cleanse, then I'll put my eye cream on, do some lymph drainage around my eyes. I'll put the active serum on the face, the jawline, the neck, and then my moisturizer, and then my sunscreen and my makeup. So that's the order of operations there. Clients that I have on the active serum, they're like, this is like magic for breakouts, and it does work really well. It's a really lovely product for not only acne, but also anti-aging too. So that's kind of a great order of operations. But you could also cleanse, do your scrub, do your complexion pads, and then do your eye cream, active serum, moisturizer, and sunscreen after that too. But that can sound like a lot of steps, so just do what you feel like your skin needs, but that's what you can actually do. If you have any questions about which products could be right for you, that's where my one-on-one session comes in very handy, and then I can create a customized list based on your custom needs, your values, your lifestyle, your budget, so much more. So use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your one-on-one session with me. I don't know exactly how long I will be doing one-on-one sessions. I love to do them, but I am going to be tightening up my calendar at some point here. So if you're kind of on the fence of booking a one-on-one, I do recommend you book this now also. I'm going to be going to another event with JJ Virgin, Dr. Mercola, Dave Asprey, Dr. Alan Christensen, all the heavy hitters in the health and wellness space. I'm going to be spending time with them in October. So I recommend booking your session with me now because there will be some time that I will be unavailable. Same thing with getting your skincare orders in as well. So book your one-on-one. If you're kind of like, how the heck do I actually cleanse my skin and put my products on? Tutorials are available at my skin camp programs, and fall skin camp begins in like next week with the fall equinox. So be sure to register now at fallskincamp.com so you do not miss out. I'm gonna be closing registration actually for this one. I've never done that in the past, but I am for this one. And I'm only doing one round of skin camp. So register now so you don't miss out. There's early bird registration and VIP registration. And VIPs save 15% off of their skincare products for the entire fall season as well. So the earlier you register as a VIP, the longer you get the 15% off discount of literally everything I sell. So the other thing I want to talk about with acne is the importance of detoxing. And when we're detoxing, we are clearing out things like yeast, fungi, toxins, organisms, and parasites. And believe it or not, a lot of individuals that are dealing with acne can actually be having, it can actually be a sign of parasites. and some really great resources to learn more from a parasitologist is available at parasitetesting.com. And on that video resources page, there's just like a wealth of information on the stuff. And I was speaking to one of my other colleagues about acne, and she's saying the same thing. Everyone's doing their parasite cleansing. It's really important. One in two of you listening have an active parasitic infection. It's not just a third world country thing. We deworm our dogs, but we forget to deworm ourselves. So if you have any symptoms, I know this is going to sound kind of gross, but any rectal itching, or you have crazy food cravings, or you're kind of being kept up at night, you have brain fog, you have skin issues, psoriasis, eczema, it's likely time for you to do a proper cleanse and a detox. So to get started, and what I did and gave me great results, hence why my hair and my nails are growing like crazy, I started with the Purium cleanse. So get that at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. There's a promo code and a savings link there. And then I, after about a month and a half, I kicked it up because I started passing things. I was like, okay, I gotta do some work here. And then I carried on with the parasitetesting.com protocol as well. So as you know on the show here, this is not medical advice. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. But this is a lot of like the functional stuff. And a lot of doctors and nurses actually work with me and hire me to teach them online and in their clinic, because we have this next generation of aesthetic practitioners that are really understanding that to get the best results with skin, with slowing aging, with acne, with hyperpigmentation, fine lines, wrinkles, you got to do the inner functional stuff too. And how that can look is by starting with the basics. So rachelvarga.ca/slowaging, you can get the link in the description of this episode. That will give you access to my 9 keys to slowing aging and skin tips, as well as 4 other free guides there. So be sure to get on my newsletter as well, so that you don't miss out on key updates that I don't share here on the podcast. But you absolutely want to start incorporating different biohacking practices too. So cleaning up your air, water, lighting, and electromagnetics. So air purification, water purification, limiting your LEDs in your home, or wearing the Viva Rays. You can get the Viva Rays, which are like circadian balancing glasses, on my favorites page too. Rudy, who's the CEO and founder, he's a super cool guy. Love him. Also, Bioptimizers has a great product called Paragard, and that has antiparasitic herbs also. So that's something you can pop on the full moon, or if you feel like you're having like some rectal itching popping up, that can be sign of like a pinworm, hookworm kind of thing. Very common, probably more common than you think. 1 in 2. That's a great product, and you can find Bioptimizers on my favorite page too, as well as a link and promo code to support the show. So thank you in advance. The other thing I want to talk about is your EMF situation. So no more Bluetooth, turn your router off at night. If you're on your computer on Zoom calls, just make sure you can take a break and ground outside. Keep your phone on airplane mode. Keep it in that no choice blackout pouch too. No choice and Lambs EMF clothing is on the favorites page as well. But cover those in an effort to reduce your inflammation, because acne and skin issues can be a sign that the inner mechanisms are a little off and you're inflamed. So take the biome test to make sure you're eating the right foods, biohack your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, do some monthly and quarterly detoxification and cleanses like the Purium cleanse, start there, and then continue on with staying more alkaline. So less dairy, less sugar, less alcohol. I mean, live in moderation, right? You still want to enjoy being a human, but look after this beautiful body of yours, and it will inevitably allow you to be and look more beautiful and radiant, and everything else in your life will become better as well. Trust me, you're going to be able to have better mental focus. You'll have better conversations with people, places, and things, because when different organisms are running in the background of you, they actually send signals to your brain to coax you to eat things to feed them, but not you. So that's why you also really want to make sure you're eating the right foods for your specific epigenetics as well. So this is a fun episode for me to record where we talked a little bit about acne, we talked about exfoliation, we talked about detoxification practices as well, how often to exfoliate, again, 2 to 5 times a week, and you can mix it up between your mechanical exfoliant and your complexion pad exfoliant, your at-home peels. I have a few at-home peel options on the eStore, the Zeo Peel Kit, the 12-step, the 2-step is Clinical Peel Kit, and the AFA Amino Acid Peel Kit. Those are all great, really great for acne as well. If you have any questions from today's episode, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. Book your one-on-one with me and register for my upcoming skin camp. And if you haven't yet, be sure to download my 5 free guides over at rachelvarga.ca/slowaging. That has my sophisticated skin cheat sheet, my skin cheat sheet, my dermal rolling cheat sheet, my 9 keys to slowing aging, and also my rejuvenation planning tool. So don't miss out on those free resources. I'm not going to have them available for free for much longer. So definitely download that now. And I'd love to hear from you. If you need any recommendations for ordering any products, send me an email or head straight over to my eStore at rachelvarga.ca, where you will see I've added a number of grooming products and personal care products like deodorant, like toothpaste and all that stuff, so that you're not using toxic products in and around your home and on you. So not only skincare, but you definitely have to do an overhaul with your hair care, your personal grooming products, and all of that. So baby steps, don't be overwhelmed. But I'm sure you learned a ton in today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. Stay high vibe, stay radiant, and I will see you again right here.